Okay, let's get to our guest today because we got two very exciting gentlemen in the studio, and they're waiting to leap on the radio, so it ought to be fun today. And with us, we got from Chicago, actually, Mr. Andy Richardson. And Andy, welcome to the Biz Connection.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Andy, I wanted to, because one of the things, aside from having your own public relations business, you also, was it your mother that started a free speakers bureau?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. 20 years ago in Chicago, my mom started a free speakers bureau. It started actually by accident. We had about, I don't know, 10 clients, 10 friends on a list.
Yeah.
And just like the power of the media, she sat down for lunch with a Chicago Tribune reporter and told her about this just in passing. Mm-hmm. The reporter wrote a story, four paragraphs in the Chicago Tribune, mm-hmm. with a little headline, "Cheap Talk for Area Groups." And from there, our phone started ringing off the hook, both with speakers who wanted to join to get on our list and groups who needed this list so that they could get free speakers to come out to their group.
Yeah, Chief Talk. You didn't have any politicians apply, did you?
No.
Mayor Daley. Was he still alive?
That's my political joke of the day.
20 years ago, he was there. Yeah.
No, and I don't know if you know the history, but you know how Chicago is called the Windy City. Mm. I think a lot of it's because of politicians.
That's correct. I mean, there is some wind coming off the lake, but it is all the hot air coming out of the politicians' mouths. That's for sure.
But it was a great idea. I heard about it from the chapter chair of the SCORE chapter I'm involved with, and she got involved with it. She joined the Speakers Bureau, and she mentioned to me, she said, "Hey, you're doing a lot of our seminars, and I get out and speak for chambers of commerce. I never charge them." Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say that because they might want to pay me, so I won't turn it down, folks. But I thought it was a novel idea. It was a great idea. So I went out to the site and just looked around.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we're new in Milwaukee. We launched just after the first of the year, but we've, as I said, running 20 years in Chicago.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee, we have 30 speakers currently who are presenting on 50 different topics, and this ranges from business, health and fitness, finance, self-improvement, motivation. I mean, you name it, any type of person who has a message to deliver to the community at no charge can be listed in our group or on our bureau, and then groups can likewise request those speakers.
So did you go out there and recruit the individuals, or did they step up to the plate here and say, "Hey,
Well, it's a little bit of both. To get started in Milwaukee, we found our first 20 members, and that was me going out into the community and finding speakers who are already out doing this, presenting at Chamber. I found Joyce on Joyce Goulet on the SCORE website, and she called me back, and she was very adamant that SCORE was a great source for speakers and also a group that might be interested in requesting speakers. So, that's how it kind of grew in Milwaukee. But, you know, back to Chicago, it has grown over 20 years. And in Chicago, we have 200 speakers and over 1,000 groups have used us. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to recreate that same success that we have in Chicago, in Milwaukee, where we would like to be the one-stop shop for all things great free speakers. Yeah. Because the community organizations come to us, the Rotaries, the Chambers, the Kiwanis, libraries, and even companies are bringing our speakers in for lunch and learns for their employees. Mm-hmm. And once we can become this one-stop shop for all things great speakers, it helps the programming people, the program chairpersons, find great content to bring in to educate their groups or their employees or whatever. And for the speakers, talk about amazing marketing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's networking. You're getting up in front of a group of people as the expert. It's giving back.
Yeah.
It's everything that great public relations needs to bring to the table.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I'll mentor with a small business owner and I'll ask them how their speaking skills are. And many of them really aren't comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them that really are, and you can't quiet them down, you know, really look for. And I say, you know, that's a great skill. And if you'll use that as a public relations part of your business, you'd be surprised how wide a sphere of influence you can develop just by going out and speaking. You position yourself as an expert.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's amazing public relations. And I can tell you just anecdotally a couple stories about speakers who've had amazing successes, myself being one. I give a free presentation on how to get media attention, how to get free media attention for your business. And we gave this presentation 8 years ago to a small chamber or a small Rotary club, 10 people, One of the people that was sitting in the audience that saw it asked for a business card. A year went by. We heard from the gentleman. He was the vice president of facilities and systems at McDonald's. We ended up doing three small projects for McDonald's and their PR side.
Right.
And it's been fantastic to have McDonald's as a feather in our cap for our PR business. And it all came back to giving a free talk at a Rotary Club.
Yeah, and that intrigued me, that whole that idea that you can actually take and parlay this into a success thing. Now, what are you're rolling out in Indianapolis too, right?
That's correct. Yeah. We are obviously Chicago, new in Milwaukee, even newer in Indianapolis. We launched in April. There we have, I think, 25 speakers, so we're just getting off the ground there.
Mm-hmm.
Our next stop is St. Louis, on to Detroit, and so on and so forth, growing out of the Midwest.
Yeah.
And then our goal is to really recreate this project in every major city across the country.
So how do you, I mean, this is like a labor of love for you and your mother doing this.
Because
you're not making much money at it.
No, not at all. Yeah. The bread and butter is our PR business, and that's where we make money for our, you know, to eat. But this is a community service project, and as you said, it's a labor of love. Every time we hear from a community group that says, I don't know what I would have done without you, it really makes our day. And likewise, speakers giving us the feedback of saying, thank you for giving us that. I just met all these great people, or I'm now known as an expert in the community. It really is a labor of love and a great project.
And we'll give out the website before we wrap up the show for folks that want to get involved in this and want to get on board. So, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people coming your way.
Terrific. So we'd love to have them.
Okay, we are coming up on a break here on America's All Business Talk Show, The Biz Connection. We'll be back right after a couple of messages. Stay with us.
When you dance down the street.
Okay, we are back and we are talking business right here on the radio. Great show today. We got Mr. Rob Krieghoff and we got Andy Richardson. Andy is Andy, your company is GRPR is the
correct. That's the acronym. It's Ginny Richardson Public Relations, but we go by GRPR all that.
Okay. Ron, you had a question, I think, on the break.
Well, first thing I want to ask is public relations. I mean, is that a part of most companies', you know, marketing repertoire?
Yeah, we always like to think of it as one of the spokes in the wheel of marketing, and we think it should be a part of every single marketing mix, because public relations is how the public perceives you, but one of the things that we focus on a lot is media attention and media relations, and that's the free side of media attention. So that's getting into the newspaper and on TV, telling the stories. You know, our speakers bureau is matchmaking a empty podium with a speaker, and our public relations side is matchmaking with an empty newspaper column and a story about a business or a person or something like that. So we're really in the business of matchmaking on both sides of the things that we do.
I just have another question related to PR, because I hear this all the time.
Okay.
There's no such thing as bad PR. Is that true?
That can be true, yeah. it's incredible. I mean, I could look at Donald Trump as the winner of this one. I mean, anything he says, whether it's true, false, good, bad, it's controversial and it's media attention. And I've heard a lot of analysts talk about him owning the news cycle, and that's how he's able to propel himself.
That was kind of a strategy, don't you believe that, Andy? Partially of some of the things he said, he knew he was getting over the top.
Of course, but he wanted the attention, and that attention drowned everyone out. And so whether it's good or bad, it works. Now, there can be bad media attention all over that, you know, can sink a company, and a lot of that has to do with handling the PR in a bad or negative way. A lot of people come out and say no comment right away and things like that, and that's not always the best way. Even when bad things happen, you can frame it that you're in the right place and say the right thing.
Andy, I got another question for you. You know, freespeakers.org, that's your free speakers bureau. I mean, how do you make money if everybody does it for free? I mean, is that just a totally, you know, a community service that you're performing, or I'm assuming there are some costs you need to cover?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we get that question often. It is community service. We do make a little bit of money, or we try and recoup our costs, I should say. We're not in the making money phase, but to become a speaker costs $35. So I hope everyone out there on the radio land is sitting down. Yeah, $35 is easy to blow a whole budget.
Right.
When we began, for the first 10 years, it was 100% completely free.
Yeah.
And it was run through our interns and through the U.S. Post Office. And our fee or the costs of the Bureau started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So we started charging a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're 100% on the web, but we've got web designers and we've got hosting and we've got upkeep and expanding to other cities, that's how we're trying to make it all work financially. I can tell you it's a labor of love and it's a community service project, but there is a little bit of money on the speaker side. It is 100% free for groups.
No
speakers and no cost to or no charge for the speakers, no charge for using the service.
But it's also kind of a marketing tactic for your public relations company.
It is, yes. It's a major differentiator between us and our competitors in the public relations space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a perfect fit because mm-hmm. every one of our clients, if they're not already out speaking, we encourage them to do it mm-hmm. because it's such a powerful form of public relations, of marketing. Every time you go out and do a speaking presentation, you have a media attention focus right there. You can share that content on social media. There's so much involved with public speaking beyond just the public speaking.
Yeah. There's a payback word, and I think I saw that with Rob had come out and spoken, and I think, Rob, you use public speaking. Is that part of your marketing strategy too?
It very much is, yeah. It's, what's interesting about the financial field is there's always people interested in learning more about financial education.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is, I mentioned earlier, we had done some education for a large new client that we had were helping on their retirement plan, and we would just sit around and after we would do our education, we might sit around for a couple hours waiting for people to come and go throughout their day if they had questions.
Yeah.
And the number of people that would come in just to simply say, well, what about this? And you know, my wife has a 401k from a previous employer. What should I do with it? Those kind of things. And that's really what's kind of fun about helping people, you know, sort of guide them through to say, you know, you can do something with it. It's not going to have to cost you any money, and if we can't help you, make sure you go see somebody that can help you.
You're standing up there, and I think people, if they like what they hear, and they can, with a speaker, sometimes either a speaker connects or doesn't connect with you, and you connected very well. I saw that with people. You have a real nice presentation, very come across well. So people are going to look at you, and it positions you. Suddenly, you've gotten a position. Hey, you're an expert at what you do, and I want to do business with you. You getting that out of the...
Yes.
Yeah,
and it's funny. I was on this education tour. There was one day where I led the education for the client, the location that day. And when I walked in, they said, here's the 401k guy. And that's what I want people to think of is, I have a media background and I still get questions from old clients on that. And that's fun. And it's sort of still my center of influence or my sphere of influence with the media world. But for people to think of me that way, because it's an important piece. And there's a real niche opportunity there for me. Yeah.
So. There he is, the 401k guy.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So, Rob, just another question. What other forms of marketing do you do?
Largely it's the speaking. I'm a big believer in LinkedIn. I do some social media. I haven't really tapped into Facebook when it comes to my financial practice yet.
Right.
I'm not so sure. You can do... There's a lot of compliance on the financial side, so you're somewhat limited to what you can say. And I mean, I won't talk about any specific products here because I really can't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want you to do that, which is fine. But LinkedIn is great because it's a great networking tool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not so sure everybody uses it the way that I think real networkers would like to use the tool.
Right.
It's not about, hey, I want to get to 1,100 LinkedIn contacts. I want to make sure I'm connecting with somebody that makes sense.
Right.
So, but LinkedIn's a big part of it. And then just continually connecting with your network and asking if they know of somebody that might need your services.
Mm-hmm.
I had my network I built recently finally give me a lead the other day on a 401k plan. So I felt pretty good about that.
I have just a thought. And Jim, I think you touched on it. But, when somebody goes out and does public speaking, one of the things that you do is you're actually building a relationship with the audience. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're out in just a traditional networking situation, it's always a one-on-one connection, and it's usually very quick, and you have a very limited amount of time. But when you're the expert speaker and you're up in front of 35 or even 50 people, the connection between all of those people finding out you're the expert is an invaluable source of networking or form of networking.
Yeah, actually, LinkedIn has a, you can go through a bunch of different courses, a bunch of different people that use LinkedIn as a tool to help network their business, and they create them, they position themselves as an expert. And so you can take that concept and use it social media-wise if you're a big fan of it, if you're a younger person. But but Andy's right. It's it is amazing. First of all, it's fun to talk in front of people because you can get them engaged, and you certainly have to be comfortable with it and practice. You get great engagement, and if they feel that you really enjoy what you're doing and that you can truly help them, you'll get great response, and it's a great way to grow your business, whatever it is.
I started public speaking by just going out free from the very beginning because I wanted to build a business. I had a marketing consulting business, so I thought, hey, let me do a free seminar and let me get people in there and let me get in front of an audience. And I guess that's the best practice in the world. And make my mistakes.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of gradually just refine it and build it and, you know, get...
Yeah. You can see what resonates with the audience over time, and refine every time.
Rob mentioned LinkedIn, and I do a thing. We had an author on our show that wrote the book Endless Referrals, and he's been I've been a student of his for many years. I took his subject matter, and I go out and I use his book. He says, "Hey, that's great, Jim. You're selling me more books when you do that."
Endless Referrals, isn't that your topic on free speakers?
That's exactly right. Hey, listen, before you, we're kind of running down the clock a little bit. I wanted to get a little biz tip. Andy, what would you say if somebody wanted to start up and said, Andy, you've done it. What advice might you give somebody?
I would give the advice of doing exactly what we've been talking about is don't underestimate the value of getting in front of a group or an organization and doing a presentation about not necessarily your business, but what it is that your passion behind that business.
Right.
And, you know, if you're not all that confident in speaking, you got to practice, you got to get out there, fake it till you make it. And then the one big tip that I always give new speakers or speakers in general to turn that speaking opportunity into a networking and referral event is to stick around afterwards and to answer questions and to even offer something beyond it. We've had speakers in the past who say, thank you very much for your time, and they head out for the door.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, exactly. And just by refining that, I can tell you with a chiropractor who was giving a health presentation, it was great, the audience was engaged, and he would say, I'm out of here, and he would say, I didn't get anything from these speaking gigs. And then we said, why don't you stay behind, set up a couple massage chairs, and offer a free massage and a free, you know, 5-minute massage with some of your techs, and answer questions. And his business exploded just from tweaking that at the end of how he did it.
I got to apologize, Rob, because I think we ran down. Can we go ahead? Let's get Rob before we exit.
As an entrepreneur, it's not necessarily what you're selling or providing as a service. You are a marketer. Mm-hmm. Make sure you market yourself. You're always marketing. What Andy was talking about is one of the ways you can do it, but you have to think of things from a marketing perspective. It'll serve you well.
Okay, that's our show for today. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. Really excellent program. Very informative, and thank you once again.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, Ron.
Thank you.
We're heading out today. Where are we going next week?
I'm not sure.
Okay, good.
So we'll find out. Tune in next week, and you'll find out who our guest is on the Biz Connection.
All right, that's our show. Same radio station that you hear us on today. Thank you.